some reading to do, and we all have our troubles and we all have our trials in life. I can't overcome your obstacles and you can't overcome mine. But Jesus can help us to overcome everything. In 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, but we're going to start at 4th verse. But he, talking about Elijah, himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he repented for himself that he might die, and said, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father." And as he lay and slept under the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto her the mouth of God. I'm going to stop reading right there, but I want to notice now the word that I would like to settle down on in this scripture. Now, Elijah was a man that I believe he loved God. I believe his determination I was to do what God would have him to do. Jezebel sent out prophets. They were determined to kill this man. What a life to live. If you have ever been seek for to take away your life, he come to a juniper tree and he sat down. We get the place that it is just enough. Lord, take away my life. I'm not no better than my father's. Lord, just take it away. God loved that man, and he had to do what the Lord had him to do. He was no doubt hungry. He was in the wilderness, and the angel of the Lord, I knew where he was at all the time. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, "Arise and eat and drink." He did. He looked, and everything I was prepared for him. While he slept, there was a prepared a meal for him. There was a little cake, a bread, a bacon on the coal, and there was a cruse of water at his head. God was taking care of him. And the angel come to him the second time, and he said, "Elijah, arise and eat, because your journey is too great for you." You may think that you're going through some bad stuff, and it might get great. You're trying on every hand, but God will take care of you if you trust Him.
Amen.
What happened? He arose and ate and drank. And then he went for 40 days and 40 nights on the strength of that little meal. Nobody give to him. And I want to tell you today, on the strength of that little cake that was kicking on the coals, he took and he traveled 40 days and 40 nights. I want you to think about that. But I want us to slow down and I go into the Word of God. I into St. John, and I want us to read. I just a little bit more. I listen concerning the bread. I listen that bread that God gave him. I strengthen it. I listen. And I'm telling you today, if you've got Jesus, you've got a bread that's got strength to help you over the trial times of life.
Right. Amen.
In the 6th chapter of John, 31st verse. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, and it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses give you not that bread from heaven, but my Father, I give you the bread, the true bread from heaven, the bread of God is he which come down from heaven and gave a life unto the world. When then said they unto him, Lord, evermore I give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me, I shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me, I shall never thirst. Brother, I want to tell you today, somewhat 50 years ago, whenever a man was breaking the bread of life out of the Word of God, brother, and whenever I rose from my seat and did eat this bread that come down from heaven, brother, listen, I went all the way over the uneven journeys of life. I faced all kind of trouble, sorrow. Maybe as Elijah did, and I have never thirsted anymore, because he told the woman, he said, I will give you a well of water that springs up into eternal life. And Jesus said, I will give the bread. I am the bread. If you take Jesus, they said, you'll never hunger anymore. If you believe upon me, you will never thirst anymore.
Amen.
And I'm glad today, we confess Jesus Christ and we saves us, he gives us a bread of life. I'm glad to be a feasting from the master table. I listen in Revelation. They said, I hold fast that what you have until I come. We're abiding, Lord. We're abiding in thee. We're still going. Listen, maybe we're once young and now we're old. I'm here to tell you that we're still going on the strength of the bread that he give us at an altar of prayer.
Amen.
Now listen. You think you got problems? How you think you got troubles? I read about some of the old prophets, the apostles, Father Jesus, from the cradle to the cross, and see what he faced. But he said, I will give you life.
Right.
It'll be worth all the suffering, sorrow, heartaches and disappointments in this world, because every day, whenever we pray and start a day anew, he picks us up and gives us enough to endure that day, whatever the devil throws at you, we can endure.
Praise the Lord.
We're living, no doubt about it, in the last days.
Right.
He said to hold fast that which you have. And I'm glad I've got the strength of the bread that come down from heaven. I'm telling you, the true bread, it will cause you to get emotion as you did a while ago.
Amen.
Yes, a few minutes ago, Sunday morning, what do we do? We come and dine. We might be fed. We might have enough strength to go just a little bit further.
Praise the Lord.
Never to hunger no more. Yeah. We're not out yonder trying to gather up little fragments here and there. But Jesus Himself with the Holy Ghost knows what we stand in need of.
Amen.
Listen. I'm glad to be fed from on high. I'm glad that I know that I've got some true bread. I know, man, I listen and corrupt it. We're the only one can corrupt it. Listen, the bread. I listen about the strength that was in this little cake. I listen and I would look at Elijah when he went down to the brook. Listen, the Lord was a feeding him.
Yeah.
Lord knows what he had need of.
Amen.
Lord knows what you have need of.
Amen.
He knows what it's going to take to help you over the next mountain.
Right.
Rocky Mountain.
Uh-huh.
Over the next trial. Listen, and you can overcome. Elisha was sitting there, no doubt he was feeling sorry for himself. Lord, I ain't no better than my father. I just take away my life. I'm ready to die. Hey, get out of it. I dismiss it all. What did the Lord say? He said, arise and eat. You got a journey to make. I'm here to tell you, hundreds of thousand years later, you still got a journey to make, and it's far too great. You need to eat from the manna that come down from heaven. The true bread, listen, that will lead you, feed you whenever you get hungry for the Word of God. You know, I believe His name was, He said the Lord would send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread and water, but a famine of hearing the Word of God. Brother, listen, I don't believe with my heart that the saints of God I will ever starve or hunger from the Word of God. He is the Word of God. They may run from mountain to mountain, from sea to sea, to hear the precious Word of God. One day it may be cut off.
Amen.
And if you hear it,
praise the Lord.
While we got time and opportunity, while we got a change, we need to soak up every bit of the Word of God that we can.
Right.
It'll help us across the times that we have whenever we're not hearing the Word of God.
Right.
We need to feast on it. Store it up.
Amen.
And I tell you what, I can't ever get enough of the true Word of God, of the true bread of God, because our journey is too great. Your journey is too great for you. You start out tomorrow, and you got the wheel in your hand. It's up to you to make your own choices.
Amen.
The greatest choice that you'll ever make is whenever you take Jesus.
Amen.
And you live with Him. You feast off of Him. Man, I tell you what, I like getting into the Word and just saying, Lord, help me to understand. I don't have enough of sense in this body. I don't understand nothing. I'm a brother. I through the work and the labor of God, He will make us understand what we need to know.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody get a song as we sing. If you need to pray, you need to feast. The disciples, they went fishing. And Jesus, He already had a meal prepared for them. He said, come and dine. And they was fishing, cooking on the coals. Who do you think cooked that meal? Who do you think put it there? And when you're all built up, happy inside, who put it there? Jesus said, come and dine.